May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is Matthew 18. At that time, the disciples came saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called a little child to himself and stood him in their midst and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you change and become like a little child, you shall not adventure in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such in my name receives me. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe to stumble," then he goes on and on. And again, Jesus said, whoever receives a little child like this receives me. And at least part of what Jesus is saying is that I'm childlike. So when you receive a little child, you're receiving somebody who thinks just like I think and see the way I see in terms of faith issues. Because he says later, if he calls one of these who's to stumble, who believe. Little children just don't believe anything. And Jesus was the most childlike person who ever lived. Not the most childish. There's a difference between childishness, immaturity, and childlikeness. And he was the most childlike person who ever lived. I think he carried that in every situation. That was a childlikeness when Jesus said to those two blind men, "Do you believe I can do something about this?" He knew he could. He was provoking faith in them. And again, this other scripture that we've had coming out of our ears for the last few years about Jesus' childlikeness. John chapter 3. He who comes, speaking of Jesus, from above is above all. Because you see, everything Jesus did, everything he saw it from above, as someone, though on earth, still seated in the heavenlies. He who's from the earth speaks of the earth. Who's of the earth, he who comes from above is above all. What he has seen and heard, of these he bears witness. In other words, if he comes from above, what he has seen and heard is from above, heaven's perspective. Well, heaven's reality is a little child's dreamland. Because a little child can imagine the most amazing things. Well, no matter what a little child can imagine, their imagination goes through the roof if they were to spend in heaven. Because the reality of heaven is so supernatural and in a holy way so magical, so magnificent, so enchanting that that's what Jesus was like. That's why he was such a little child in his faith, because he saw things from heaven's perspective, not from fallen. Jesus didn't see things from a warfare perspective. He saw things from heaven's victory perspective. Jesus didn't just see human brokenness or human failure. He saw that, but he always spoke from heaven's solution. Always. And though for us, the scripture says what? That you are in Christ, this person who sees that way, seated in the heavenly places. As we've mentioned before, heaven, faith isn't looking towards something. Faith is looking from something. And faith is looking from the, you're in Christ, seated in the heavenlies. That's why it says, again in Colossians 3, since then, in light of the fact that you've been raised up with Christ, seek those things which are above. Where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Why? Because that's where you are in Christ, and he wants you to begin to renew your mind. To stop seeing things from a fallen perspective. Jesus never talked that way. Never, ever, ever, ever. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God, and so you can set your mind on things above. Not on the things of the earth. He says, for you have died. And your life is hidden with Christ in God in the heavenly places. And when Christ, who's your life, is allowed to reveal himself, you'll walk in glory. You'll experience glory. This is what it means when it says in Galatians 2, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. It's a new me. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, not the old me. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in this humanity, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself from me. What's the faith of the Son of God that I'm in union with? One that sees things from heaven. One that sees things with childlikeness. Because heaven's full of solution and miracles, signs and wonders. Not from the battle, but into the battle. You understand? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And everything Jesus did, he believed that reality, that the reality of heaven would now come and transform, would become the reality on earth. The reality on earth is it's fallen. There's all kinds of stuff going on. But if that becomes your focus, then that becomes your environment. It becomes your consciousness. But if heaven's your perspective, heaven's your focus, you never lose childlikeness. You never lose joy unspeakable, full of glory, or peace that passes understanding, because you can't find peace here. But from heaven's perspective, there is peace. And then you begin to see and think and speak into situations like a little child would, full of imagination, whose mind has been filled up with heaven's reality and what heaven says. Because he who comes from above is above all. See, what the enemy loves for us to do is to get us down into guerrilla warfare, hand-to-hand combat. And things don't ever look good that way. But from an elevated place, from heaven's perspective, you see things from victory. You see things from a perspective and as an overcomer. It's childlikeness. Jesus' faith was childlikeness. And if we live by the faith of the Son of God, then we're in union with his childlike perspective. He who comes from above is above all. It's like a little child, like, you know, little children that do silly things, like somebody, or some little kid will say something to some little kid and go, well, my daddy's bigger than your daddy. Your daddy may be 3 feet, he may be 3 feet tall, but to a little child, my daddy's bigger than your daddy. Well, that's what Jesus was always thinking. My daddy's bigger than you or that. Amen? And that place in John says, because Jesus believed that and because he spoke that, the Holy Spirit was released without measure to make heaven's reality earth's reality. Holy imagination. Okay? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.